talking to Victorian Thoroughbred trainer Darren Weir. Darren, I know you're busy this morning working your horses over there in Victoria, but you got Hurdy Gurdy Man, the favourite, going around in the Hobart Cup on Sunday. How's the horse been? Look, you set the race for the horse how long ago?
Look, when he came in this preparation, the aims were either obviously the Hobart Cup or the Mornington Cup, and we've been happy enough with the way he's been going to sort of, you know, to fill out the preparation to target one of them, and obviously he's got to get there in really good order on Sunday, and
well, Glenn rode him two starts back at Flemington when he placed, and he was obviously pretty pleased with the run over 2,000 metres. He's not a big horse, but he's a 5-year-old, only had 20 starts. Was he a late maturer?
Oh, look, he had a little joint operation early in his career that sort of set him back a little bit, but it doesn't worry him now. And he sort of hasn't been a late maturer. He's just taking it and getting going, really.
Okay. Mate, you know how to win a Hobart Cup. You've won three of them. And how would you rate this horse compared to a True Course or a Gotta Keep Cool? Would you go to the Launceston Cup if he does well here?
That was the plan, but obviously he'd want to be running well, and you know that'd be being in the money, I guess. If he'd done that, would probably stay there and head on to Lonnie, and you know the horses settled in down at Buttons, you know, and they got a great set up down there, and it's a great spot for us to be able to leave him and train him.
All right. Has the $50,000 trainer's bonus, if you can win both cups, been a little bit of an incentive for you this year?
It's hard enough to win a race. I don't have both of them, I would have thought. But
you'll take it.
That's sort of not... The prize money alone's good enough. So, if you get a bit of prize money,
all right, mate. Well, look, that's good. Now, also, you've got your filly going around in the Strutch Stakes, First Bloom. Gone well, and comes off some good form.
Yeah, it comes off some okay form. Won a Cranbourne night meeting okay, and I thought she ran really well at Sandown the last start. She's a light sort of horse, so the bit over 3 weeks between runs certainly won't hurt her. She's got down there the same in good order, and drawn the good gate, and she's obviously a chance in an even race.
All right, mate, no worries. Listen, all the best on Sunday in the Amy Harbour Cup, mate. You know how to win it. You're a very popular bloke down here in Tassie, and if you do win, you'll get plenty of cheers from the locals as well, mate.
Thanks for it.
Thanks, Darren. Bye.